We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So much to get to. We had a 30-minute pre-show meeting. And if today's show is what, 30% as entertaining as our pre-show meeting?
We got action.
We got action. And this is coming off Friday's show, which now Crowder's been in Costa Rica. We were both off yesterday, but Crowder was in Costa Rica since Friday.
Yeah.
Now, have you had a chance to listen to Friday's show on the podcast?
No.
Okay. Not just Crowder, but anyone that didn't hear Friday's show, I'm telling you. Not while we're on today, but tonight. You can download it today. But you go to WQAM.com and you click on podcast or on demand, whatever it is. Subscribe to our podcast. Friday's show was the creme de la creme of stuff that we've done because, you know, we had planned for a while doing a best of show. We played stuff that I hadn't heard since we've done it, like Knickers the Cow.
I haven't heard it.
Bro. The segment, what we played on Friday was the 4 o'clock hour. So the 4 o'clock segment was us talking about this story about Knickers, the big white cow. And then the next segment was George Shea from Major League Eating and their offer to eat Knickers, the cow. But I'm telling you, it was radio gold. But we played so much stuff on Friday. It's the single best 4 hours of radio you will ever hear. You need to listen to it. I'm telling you, there was stuff that I hadn't thought of that we just kind of, people were texting in, hey, why don't you play this? Why don't you play that? And that's how we ended up doing most of the show. And it was amazing. So you have to listen to it over the next couple of days.
I subscribe, so I'm good to go.
Andy Ruiz Jr. happened while we were gone.
I know more about it than I should because I was in Costa Rica.
And there is a genuine excitement, any Hispanic country, but there's a genuine excitement. But I would say this, you and I have said it a million times. How much more fun is boxing when there's something exciting in the heavyweight division?
Yes.
And that dude's a heavyweight.
That's all I love is the fat dudes punching each other. I don't like to see the little guys dance for 12 rounds. We got Wilder. We have Fury. Now Ruiz comes out of nowhere.
And Joshua's still, he's still a player in it.
Yeah.
Because he's going to get a rematch with Ruiz.
We haven't had these heavyweights since Lennox Lewis. And what were those big Klitschko brothers?
Oh, the Vladimir Klitschko.
I hate watching them fight. We got some sauce now.
This dude, like, he looks like a heavyweight, right?
80s heavyweight.
80s heavyweight. That's my wheelhouse.
He doesn't like Wilder and Joshua.
There's no, it looks like, no kind of training when it comes to be, like, he's probably got decent cardio because you got to be able to, you got to have cardio to last that long. But this guy skips, what, crunches?
He's not on a strict diet.
Arm day.
No strict diet.
Leg day. I thought it was great. I'm so excited that there's some juice in boxing. People are talking about boxing. In fact, Al Bernstein is coming on with us today. And I had texted Al Bernstein yesterday. I was texting with him saying, hey, you got to talk about this. And then I saw he tweeted out. He goes, hey, I'm getting contacted by a lot of radio stations. That's good for boxing. And it's not, you know, it's not one of these horse bleep decisions or whatever. This was, everybody loves an underdog.
Yeah.
Everybody loves an underdog, right? It's a great story. And this guy, I think, was 25-1. Didn't look like he belonged in the ring with Anthony Joshua.
People were laughing at him.
Laughing at him. And you saw how he got this fight? Anyone see that? So Joshua's opponent had dinged for drugs, I guess, a couple months ago or whatever. And Andy Ruiz Jr. DM'd the promoter via Instagram or Twitter. And that's how he ended up getting on the card. Like, that's how he ended up getting the fight. Was
I didn't
just
know that.
Him kind of taking it upon himself to DM. And not that he was, you know, but I mean, it's a little bit of that Rocky story, right?
where for sure.
Creed's opponent drops out. They're looking for somebody that's got a decent story, and this was it, man.
I didn't know that part of the story where he DM'd himself.
Pretty cool, right?
That's Rocky.
Yeah.
So it's a 2019 Rocky where you have to reach out and say, hey, I'll fight the champ.
Yep.
He wants somebody to beat up me. And I love that he knocked him out. If it went decision or four times
he knocked him down. The decision, I don't know if you saw the actual decision where they called it. I wish they would have let it go a little bit further than that, but he had knocked him down four times. So you can't complain about that.
That's what I love because we can't argue that he's a better boxer.
Right.
You can't say that Joshua was a better boxer. You got knocked down four times. And this dude didn't touch the damn ring. I don't know how long it's going to last, and I don't know if it's good for boxing. I want to ask Al about that because Steph Curry doesn't look like Jordan and LeBron. And I think that's some of his pull where Steph Curry, he doesn't look like the big, Greek god with the muscles and height and all that. But you love him. Do people love Ruiz like
I that? Do. I could watch this guy because I look at him and I go, well, that could be me.
That's what I'm getting at.
I've got boobs hanging over. I've got belly hanging over my shorts. I'll never look like Anthony Joshua.
No.
I could work out from now till New Year's. I ain't looking like Anthony Joshua.
What are you, a middleweight?
I look at it, weight-wise, I'm a middleweight. With my shirt off, heavyweight. It's a weird,
You and Andy got a lot in common.
It's a weird dynamic. I look at him and I go, yeah, that's like, you know how you talk about a people's champion?
Yes.
Looks like a people's champion. Everybody loves that. So we got to get to that today. We're going to talk with Al Bernstein. We're going to talk some NBA Finals. Got George Sedano from ESPN. He's going to join us. Also, Dolphins, not OTAs. They're not optional.
No.
These are actual mandatory workouts.
They can fine you.
And Rashad Jones was there.
Yeah. He ain't giving up that check.
Hot out, man. I got to find out how it was out there today because it is hot. I had posted on Instagram yesterday. We had the day off. I went to lunch with my wife, and we ate outside. It was 93 degrees on the Instagram temperature thing.
You knew that before you ate outside?
Yeah. We chose to eat outside. They were surprised because we got to the restaurant and they're like, right over here. I'm like, no, we'll sit outside. And there was two other couples that were sitting outside. A whole bunch of empty tables. It was 93, felt like 100.
Oh, yeah.
And we were eating sushi.
What?
Now, would you do that?
Hell no. It was cooked. That wasn't sushi. That was fish.
Because I couldn't figure out, I put a poll up on Instagram yesterday. I was like, would you eat outside over 90 degrees? Like, I thought that was a fair cutoff because 90 degrees, you're starting getting hot. I'm telling you, felt like 100 degrees.
No, I'm not eating outside anywhere. I'm not eating outside in 70 degrees. Outside?
Outside.
With bugs?
I mean, there were no bugs. Well, and there was like a covering. Like, I mean, you.
A little awning. I don't need an awning. I need AC.
It was on the water. It was very nice.
Oh, you got me. So it was on the water.
It was on the water.
Yeah, that's. I've eaten outside. On the dock. Like right there, you're looking at the
water.
It's
like a lake. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, man. Okay.
It's
too hot.
It was hot. There's no question that it was hot. Would you eat outside, Solana, on a 90-plus degree day?
My girlfriend pulled the same move last week. We went to brunch. She's like, oh, let's sit outside. I told her there's a reason nobody else is outside right now.
Yeah.
15 minutes into brunch, she was complaining.
I love the fact, though, that you could sit outside here. Like, I just think that's one of the joys of living in South Florida. Like,
sit
a lot of places.
Spring and fall, too.
I understood.
In the depths of summer.
Like, we wouldn't put the top down on the convertible because it was too hot. But I thought sitting outside for lunch, but I wonder if the sushi got, bad. Like, you had to eat it quick. Because yeah. I felt like the bacteria was fermenting.
We just got a dog. We got a Labradoodle.
Mm.
Little cute dog. I don't like little dogs, but I have a
wife.
You
don't have to preface it. With,
and a daughter.
Every time you say that you got a Labradoodle, you always then follow it up with, well, I wouldn't have chosen that. I would have chosen a pit bull or a German Shepherd.
Because I get indigestion every time I say the word Labradoodle.
I get indigestion when I know how much you paid for it.
Now you're going to bring that up?
You're ridiculous.
You ruined my day. But we start looking up my kids. Hey, let's go grab something to eat. Can we take Nino? Can we take Nino? So we had to look up dog-friendly restaurants.
Sure.
All it is eating outside.
Correct.
That's all. It's any, restaurants you go to right now are dog-friendly. You just got to eat outside.
That is correct.
And I had to have a family conference with the kids and wife and say, hey, guys, we're not taking Nino in the summer to sit outside in 100 degrees to eat sushi. No, we're not taking. But we love Nino. He's a part of the family. He's a part of the family that has a cage. He's the cage side of the family.
Oh, we got that today. I saw Godzilla yesterday. Top 5 all-time worst movie I've ever seen.
Bad?
I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how bad it was. Can't even begin to tell you.
Same concept. They weren't ready for him to come by the ocean and kill everybody.
I've never seen a Godzilla movie before. You know, people were hammering me on Twitter. A lot of people agreed with me how terrible the movie was. But then there were a couple people this afternoon that were like, wait a second, you've never seen any previous Godzilla movie? And I said, no. And they said, well, that's like reading the last 30 pages of a book and saying the book stinks. And at first, I was very confrontational on Twitter. The more I think about it, because you know I love that show Cobra Kai on YouTube, but if you haven't seen Karate Kid or Karate Kid 2, the entire show is lost on you. So maybe I am wrong on this.
Because I asked you when you said something about that you went and saw it, I asked you, did you see the first
right.
one? It's worse than that one?
Like, yeah.
Those were papier-mâché buildings that they were showing.
Well, apparently,
on camera.
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but the Godzillas, they all live underneath the ground. And I don't even know what happened yesterday. I don't know what happened yesterday. I know that it was garbage. I had on there, let's see what the tweet was. I had on there my personal Mount Rushmore of worst movies that I've ever spent money to see. Because people were like, oh, haven't you seen this one? I'm like, if it's on cable. But then I'm talking about going to a theater, paying for a ticket, and then sitting there. So my four, I believe, without giving it too much thought, Godzilla, which I wanted to leave 20 minutes in. I Instagrammed yesterday. Do you know what it takes to open up your Instagram during a movie that you've paid for on the XD screen? These are like $18 a ticket.
Ooh.
Open up your Instagram just to show how much you're not enjoying the movie.
I saw it.
Like, it's Radio Mark Hochman on Instagram. You'll see it's a great surprise ending on the thing because you think I'm just showing a little scene from the movie, and then you get to see that the face that you see is my face during that movie from minute one till it ended.
Why don't you just walk out?
Well,
a refund.
Okay, so I wouldn't get a refund. If I don't like the movie, that's on me. I wouldn't ask for a refund just because the movie was bad. But I did, like, my kid and I were making jokes the whole movie, and he's like, would you rather be somewhere else right now? I'm like, I'd rather be anywhere else right now.
So he's
like,
15.
Yeah.
Did he like it?
Hated it.
Oh, that's bad.
Hated it.
Because you put a monster with guns, 15-year-old.
And my wife with a, well, that's what I thought. Like, we were all looking for something to do last night. It was like 7 o'clock. So I said, mindless movie. We'll get some popcorn. We'll watch some monsters.
Yeah.
It's Jurassic Park.
Have you seen Rampage with Rock?
No. I've tried to watch that on demand or
because
whatever.
Because it's kind of the same concept. Bunch of monsters come out the water, and now the humans have to kill them. The movie wasn't bad.
Well, I'll tell you. So we saw it at the Cinemark in Boca on this XD screen. It's almost like the size of an IMAX, and the sound is really good. I am convinced that something was wrong. The focus was soft. The entire movie, like, I'm telling you. So now I'm fixated on this, and I keep saying to my kid, I'm like, don't you notice? Like, look at every computer monitor behind them. You can't read a word. It's super soft focus. There's something wrong. And he's like, you're crazy. And then I go, ask mom. No, I got just to ask her if she doesn't know. The sound could be coming out of one side, not the other. She won't notice it. So now I become convinced, my right hand to God, I become convinced that they're showing the 3D version, but it's supposed to be a 2D showing of it. So no one in the theater is wearing glasses. But you know how on the 3D, it's like just a little bit fuzzy?
Yeah.
I'm convinced. So now I'm telling my kid, I go, hey, go out to the front and get me 3D glasses. Oh, what? No. Just tell mom, go to the front, get me 3D glasses. I see him whisper, you know. She goes, no. It's not in 3D. I go, there's something wrong with this. Like, so maybe that's why I didn't enjoy it. It was terrible. But on my Mount Rushmore of movies that I've paid to see that have just been awful, awful, Godzilla yesterday, Broken Arrow with John Travolta and Howie Long. That one I actually walked out of the theater, spent money, walked out of the theater. Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield.
Ooh, the soccer?
I know. I've gotten so much pushback on that
Come
from younger
on,
people.
Man.
You liked it, but you were probably a kid.
I was a kid, but it's funny.
Nope. And I love Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney, the funny, the slapstick.
Nothing
like,
funny about it.
That was Rodney.
And The Animal with Rob Schneider. It's the only other movie I think I've ever walked out
Wasn't
of.
Wasn't there another animal before that with Steve Martin?
The animal.
Was there something? What, was Rob Schneider the because that was a bad one. Well, wasn't that a remake?
I don't think so.
It wasn't? I'm thinking about another movie.
I don't think so. That was so bad, you Godzilla.
But in your Godzilla story, you wanted 3D glasses. You tell your son to get them. He says no. You tell your wife to get them. She says no. So then you just deal with not having them? You have legs.
No, I did. So I walked out. Well, here was the problem, though. Here was the problem. I kept walking out during the movie because I just needed to get. I felt like a prisoner. Like I was having a panic attack last night. I was having a panic attack. That's how little I was enjoying the movie and how convinced I was that something was wrong. So 10 minutes into the movie, I left and I went to the front and I told the lady, I go, hey, I think there's something wrong in theater 10. It doesn't seem to be taking up the entire screen. The focus looks fuzzy. I go, I don't know. I'm just telling you. I'm going to go back in. Okay, I'm going to go check it or whatever. And I come back in and I sit down. Everybody in the theater is looking at me.
A show of it.
Made
a
whole
you.
Thing. And I sat down and I tell my wife and kid, I go, you're welcome because they're about to fix this. Nothing, of course. Nothing happens. So, you know, now it's 45 minutes in. And now I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. Anybody want anything? You want anything? And Lori's like, what? What would I want? I don't know. I'm going out there. You want anything? Like, I was so antsy. I was having a panic attack. So now it was like three quarters of the way through the movie where I decided this is the 3D screening. That's where I'm like, oh, my God. So now I took a little walk around the theater to see if anyone had 3D glasses on. I just wanted to see. Maybe I got it wrong. No one had the 3D glasses on. That's when I became fixated that this is a 3D movie. And, you know, my wife and kid wouldn't help me. So I did go outside to see if there was a bin of glasses close by. There wasn't. I wasn't going back to the front desk. And I'm embarrassed to admit this. When I walk back into the theater, you know, sometimes they have a garbage can where you put the 3D glasses. Yeah. So I stuck my head in there. I was going to take out a dirty pair just to see. I was convinced.
That's like a glasses garbage can.
Right. But what I ended up doing was sticking my head into an actual garbage can.
Oh,
so there was just nachos,
man,
and popcorn and stuff. So it wasn't even. So I don't even know if they show it in 3D.
You went crazy for 2 hours.
I did. I had an out-of-body experience.
You went and yelled at an $8 hour worker.
I was
crazy. You harassed the other viewers in the movie, seeing if they had on glasses.
I was crazed.
Come on,
man. I was absolutely crazy.
You need to apologize to the other watchers.
We have a lot of stuff to get to today. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Well, Nina Cherry. I like it. This is a great song.
Great.
No, this is a great song. You know this song?
No.
You're going to know it in a second. Did you know this song, Solano, when you picked it?
I'd never heard of it.
You know what a buffalo stance is?
That was
the
yes.
Old B-boy stance. You know this song?
No, this song is garbage talk.
No, stop it.
Listen.
Nina Cherry?
Just listen, though. You can't just yell Nina Cherry and it means something. Like, listen to the actual song. This is terrible.
No! Crank it out for a sec, Solana. You get fresh with me.
Huh?
This is a classic. This is a classic.
It's not great, though.
Great.
There's classics that aren't great. Oh, yeah. This is Dr. Seuss rhymes.
Stop it!
Come on, rhyme, man. Come inside.
Nina Cherry
is Dr. Seuss's daughter.
No, you know who her dad is? I think he's a famous jazz musician.
It goes by Seuss.
No, hold on a second. Nina Cherry, dad.
She took right after her mom.
Don Cherry, the jazz musician.
Oh, Don Cherry.
Look at him. You don't know the hell Don Cherry is.
You can't tell me that Don Cherry. What?
Just, they showed me a picture of him. Doesn't mean he's good at anything. Looks like Nelson Mandela.
It does a little bit. So there's a couple things coming up. Tomorrow is this big party we've been talking about, Sports Steaks and Spirits. And we thank everyone that entered. You know, we've been telling you for a few weeks, you know, you got to go enter and win your way in. Now, if you did not win your way in, but you still want to hang out with us tomorrow, there's a second way for you to go. There's only 50 tickets available, though. So our friends at JWB Prime Steaks and Seafood have created a special menu you can purchase, and you can come to the event. I think it's $50, but we're all going to be there. And I know that there's going to be like a question and answer session, and then you and I will do the show from 2 till 6 as everyone is leaving. But if you want details, you can go to WQAM.com. Right on the front page there, you will see the little banner for Sports Steaks and Spirits. So if you want to go tomorrow and didn't win your way in, you still have an option. Somebody texts in, I want to thank both of you. I'm not laughing much lately. My mom is in very bad condition in the hospital. You guys have managed to make me laugh twice in less than half an hour, and I want to thank you for that. It's what we do, man. We try. That's always our key. Like, we come in here, and we're expecting to laugh.
Yes.
And hopefully you get some of the same, and we can take your mind off whatever troubles you may be having.
Isn't that what entertainment's about?
Well,
like all music, radio, it's to take your mind off whatever.
It's kind of why I went to Godzilla. I wanted mindless entertainment, just like, because my wife even said, why do you want to see Godzilla? I'm 49 years old. I've never seen a Godzilla movie, not even on a Saturday morning. Like, I've never seen one. She goes, why do you want to see a Godzilla? And I'm like, I don't know. It's like Jurassic Park. There's some monsters that are going to fight each other. What else we got planned tonight? It was terrible. Bunch of people texting in that the signal sounds bad, Solana. Are you listening to the signal?
I'm talking to our engineer right now.
Oh, okay. Is there something wrong with the signal?
I don't believe it. Doesn't sound on our end like it's staticky, but I'm double checking just in case.
Well, I appreciate you double checking. Look at you.
Gotta get used to this.
I don't even know how to react. How do I yell at him for that?
I swore you're gonna start yelling at him. Nothing happened. Nothing came of that.
All that came out was, well, good for you. I didn't know what. Wow.
An adjustment period.
Hmm.
So, like, they're adjusting the Flores at the Dolphins. We're adjusting the Solana.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
You have to.
Somebody texts in, tell Crowder to Google a video. Somebody says, that's a fresh tune.
This is the thing about
Somebody
the
says,
Google.
Somebody says, 80s classic.
We argued this last week. Don't tell me to look at a video or a woman or somebody's face to find good music. Music is audible. Don't tell me, oh, look at the video. I've seen naked women before.
Well, that was my point, though, on Blurred Lines.
Yes.
That song is garbage. Everyone just likes the naked women in the video, so you assume.
And that's what the text is saying. Oh, the song's better if you watch the video. That's impossible.
Hey, tell the engineer, Solana, that everyone is texting in that the signal sounds bad. And maybe you want to go tell Len, our program director, because it is one text after another. Sounds bad on this side. Yes, sounds terrible. Bad signal. Lots of static. It's messed up. Listen to the radio. It's messed up. Your voice sounds like Morse code. Lots of scratchy sounds. So I'm assuming that's the over-the-air signal. So maybe you want to go to radio.com, the radio.com app, and listen live, or WQAM.com and click listen live. But we will get our engineers on that. Obviously, something is up.
We got to update our iOSs.
We got to update our iOSs.
Tell them that, Solana.
Solana, tell them that Crowder says to update the iOSs.
Works for my phone. When your phone goes bad, you get that new iOS. Got action.
But then I got Victor texting me, our old producer, saying, you guys sound fine. Hmm. So, you know, I don't know. Tell him, tell the engineers, Victor says we sound fine.
He's trying to undercut us. No, no, y'all good. Y'all good. Keep going. Do what you do.
He's trying to mess screw it up.
That's what he's doing.
Today, Crowder will have to share with us some of his fishing in Costa Rica stories. Now, you went fishing. Who did you go fishing with? Can you share?
Yeah, the guys y'all know would be Ronnie Brown and Vernon Carey. Then other guys, another player and all. Nobody know them. And then some of our buddies. It was seven of us.
So all athletes.
Yes, all either college
fishermen,
or
all fishermen.
Athlete, all outdoor. I'm extreme. Ronnie and Vernon come with me a lot. But there were some stream guys and there were some fishermen guys. But we all like the outdoors. We all hunt. We all fish, got guns, all that stuff.
Now, Brian Flores, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, and we're going to hear sound from Brian Flores today that got mandatory workouts. But he went fishing this weekend for the Dolphins, what's
weekend,
it called?
Dolphins, Finn's Weekend.
Dolphins Weekend, something like Finn's Weekend or something. I forget what.
Golf and they fish.
It's a big event.
It's gigantic. There's like thousands. There's, I would say, 2,000-3,000 people at the party the night before. It's a big, big event.
Now, apparently, that was his first time fishing.
I could tell. I saw a video.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He was short stroking the fish.
So what does that mean?
When you reel, you all achy and jerky. Like, it's a smooth roll when you're bringing in the fish. He was all, he was short stroking.
I saw a tweet today. I haven't heard anything from Brian Flores, but I saw a tweet today. It was from Five Reasons Sports Twitter account. And it says, Brian Flores was asked if he would fish again after doing it for the first time this weekend. The quote is, "That's not a no, but it's a no. I would rather watch film." That now I have grown to like this guy more than ever.
Yes.
That's not a no, but it's a no. I would rather watch film. He's not going to go fishing again. He didn't take to it.
It takes a lot of patience, a lot of talking. I don't know how personal he is outside of football. Like, does he enjoy sitting on the porch talking trash and drinking beer? Because if you don't like drinking, you say it all the time. I don't like to fish because...
It's why I don't like to golf. It's why I don't like to fish. I don't need the sun beating down on me for 7 hours while everyone's hammering beers and I'm nursing one and it's warm by the third hour and I'm on the same beer and it's just, it's not my wheelhouse.
And we went fishing Saturday and Sunday. 8-hour days, both of them. The same conversations happen. You go from NBA to NFL to rules. Then you go to Colin Kaepernick still. Then you come on it back around to your biggest fish you ever caught. Biggest fishing story. And then y'all sit around, take a nap. You wake up, go through the same thing over again. Then the next day, you do it again. I love it. I love making fun of people sitting around, catching the fish every now and again, and then still talking trash, making jokes. Some people can't deal with it.
See, I could do that all day long in a casino.
Inside. You know what? That's what it is.
Right? I can sit there, and that's really the only place I'll drink, too, because I will drink in a casino. That is weird. Oh, that's why casinos work. Because all your normalcies disappear.
They do.
You become a different person, right? I'm sitting there. I've got two glasses of vodka, some lady giving me a massage. I'm throwing, you know, like, what happens? That's why casinos work.
A guy that tips at a restaurant in coins is now putting $30 on number 8 at the roulette table.
Like, it's nothing.
This is outside of you.
What
have you become?
That is strange. I'm just realizing that now. Is that Mike Tannenbaum up on the screen right there?
Yeah, he's still talking.
He's on.
He needs to get a stylist, man. His little suits be too big. He has a napkin in his pocket. It's not even silk. It's a paper towel.
Well, I'm telling you, today before 6 o'clock, Crowder has a fishing story that is tremendous. I'm not lying. Solana, am I lying?
You're not.
It is tremendous. He told us before the show started, and we were riveted because you could see this entire thing playing out in Costa Rica with Crowder and Vernon Carey and Ronnie Brown, and it's crazy.
And the accommodations, the food, the house, Vernon had it because Vernon's been there before. This is the first time we've all been together. It's the first time I went to Costa Rica with, you know, like a man trip, a fishing trip. Me and my wife go. So he was in charge of the amenities and the commodity, you know, all the food and the drinks and stuff. The outdoor stuff was me. So I had to take control of all that. And obviously, as people that listen and know, that's when it went downhill real fast, was when I was in control.
All right.
Everything went to hell.
I'm telling you, you're going to hear a story today that you're going to love. We're going to play Cheers 2 in the next segment. It feels like a Monday for us because we were off yesterday, but it's Tuesday. We played Cheers 2. It's a chance for you to win a $50 gift certificate for the Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. You've got to line it up right now. Who do you want to give Cheers to from this weekend or from yesterday or whenever? 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. We're going to play Cheers 2 in the next segment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, we'll play a little Cheers 2. Try to give away a $50 gift certificate for the Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha had their 6-year anniversary party this past weekend.
I heard it was off the chain.
Yeah, Barney was telling us that place was packed.
And we when we got back, we had some gifts from Funky Buddha.
Right.
Yes. El Camino Haze IPA, 7.3 ABV. It's delicious. I've had it before. And the Dread Pirate and the Tart Shake Ale with natural flavors. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Who's on line three, Solana? That's a...
Listen to this.
No name came up there.
Yeah, I'm filling them out right now.
Who's on six?
A hazy sour.
Filling them out right now.
All right.
Hazy sour IPA with passion fruit, vanilla, and lactose.
Oh. Lactose?
Says it on the thing.
What? You made it sound like it was a selling point, though. Like, ooh, it's got some lactose.
Black currants. It's going to be good.
All right. So
damn,
we
made my night. I'm going to drink all these.
We go around the room here. We tell you who we're giving cheers to, and then we'll go to the phones, and we'll take the cheers to from all the callers, and then we will actually vote on who we think is most deserving for the winner. Cheers to, and again, $50 to the winner at Funky Buddha Brewery, which is located on Dixie between Oakland Park and Commercial. Great place. Get the Yucatots.
And the wings.
I am giving cheers to cheese. Wow, lots of sound there. There was clanking and pouring. I like it, Solana. You be you, man. Wow.
Beer pouring orgy.
That is, everything's going on. Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Today is National Cheese Day. So I give cheers to cheese because cheese makes everything better.
It does.
And I've made my own personal Mount Rushmore of cheese. Here we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Swiss, cheddar, Parmesan, and cottage. So there you go.
Ruined the list with four.
My four best cheeses.
Throw that brie in front of cottage, can't we?
I like brie cheese. I like blue cheese. I like nacho cheese. It was very difficult, but...
No pepper jack?
No. Oh, I do not like pepper jack, no. I don't like pepper, period. I don't put pepper in anything, on anything.
There's a lot of weird stuff about him, Solana. You'll figure out, man.
Swiss,
weird.
Cheddar, Parmesan, and cottage.
See, cottage ruins the list.
Who are you giving cheers to on today's Cheers to, Crowder?
My cheers to is to Brian Flores with the Rashad Jones situation. And this is a life lesson to people. Just listen. It's a situation happened down here with a media member. I'm not calling names, but just listen. Leave your damn family business in the family. Don't come out and make it all public when you're doing something that's in your family. Rashad Jones missed OTAs. Everybody knows it. Everybody wants to talk about it. Brian Flores gets the floor this morning to talk about it when Rashad shows up for mandatory, not voluntary, work. He shows up. Brian Flores could have done the dumb thing like Joe Philbin did when he wouldn't call Tannehill the starter and make a whole hubbub out of it. Smart coaches do what Brian Flores was brought up doing, like in New England. Downplay everything off the field. Downplay every situation because it's not helping us win. It's helping us lose. How Brian Flores dealt with Rashad Jones today and how I believe Rashad Jones is going to deal with it on the back end when he gets asked the same question, it is going to kill this entire narrative that Rashad Jones is a cancer. He doesn't want to help the team.
But you think
he's a teammate.
But you got to acknowledge, they're probably trying to trade him, right?
Oh, no. They will trade him and they'll move him, but it's smart to even act like nothing's wrong while trying to trade him because
right.
Then if Brian Flores comes out and says, oh, we'll see what Rashad can
do. You lessen his value.
Now you know that the team knows that y'all aren't on the same page. It is a professional way to do things, a grown man way to do things, and that's what Brian Flores saw out of New England. If you're going to get tired of hearing this is the way New England does it, you probably don't need to talk about Brian Flores because that's what he is. He is a direct,
descendant
of Bill Belichick, and that's how he's going to do it. When I woke up this morning, first story with Joe and Zach, I was hearing them. They talked about how Brian Flores and Rashad are dealing with this, and that's my cheers, too, because there's no reason to put your family business out in the open. All it does is hurt you.
Alejandro Solana, who are you giving cheers to today?
I'm giving cheers to David Beckham and Jorge Mas.
They got a lot of good pub over the weekend.
A lot of great pub over the weekend. And they're being linked, according to Catalunya Radio in Barcelona, to potentially signing my boy, Uruguayan and Barcelona striker Luis Suarez. Now, he's still under contract with Barcelona for at least another year. There's also reports that Lionel Messi.
Yeah, this is the one that I looked at this morning and I was like, you have to be bleeping kidding me.
No, hawk, this him ass.
But I mean, honestly, Lionel Messi, that's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
He would be playing at Lockhart Stadium.
Lockhart Stadium, baby. I mean, Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. All right.
Just the fact that they're being linked to these names, though, at least.
When you have David Beckham as one of your partners, you'll always get linked with whatever he decides. Like, he can call Lionel Messi anytime he wants. Same is true, honestly, with Derek Jeter in the Marlins. He's got to go through the parameters of being in MLB. But when you have a superstar at the helm, you're always going to have the possibility, I guess.
But one of the sales was when they were talking about Beckham being a part of it was he could get old stars. Like Lionel Messi, I call him Lionel because I'm country.
Sure.
Lionel Messi, whatever y'all call him.
Yeah, Lionel Messi.
Is he Jordan?
Liam Neeson.
Is he Jordan of the Bulls or the Hornets?
He's still Jordan of the Bulls, right?
I mean, he's not Jordan of the Bulls 93, but he's Jordan of the Bulls 98.
I mean he's
Wizards.
Not.
Wizards. Like, I'm saying if.
No.
Oh, can we get some Wizard Michael Jordans here with the Beckham connections?
I mean, it's Jager with the Panthers, but it's before. It's like Lionel Messi's still, he's not an old guy.
No, he's still the best player in Barcelona, and they're still one of the top clubs in the world. You bring Luis Suarez and Lionel Messi here in two seasons,
and by the
they're
way,
automatically the favorite
you're
in the
not.
MLS.
I guess the Hawks' point, why would Lionel Messi
come here? It doesn't make any sense.
Why not? They're going to make a bunch of money.
It's Lockhart Stadium. Lockhart Stadium.
Fort Lauderdale, baby.
Okay. All right. And we should also contact Van Halen about doing, a residency at the Courtyard by Marriott on Glades Road. Boca, baby. Boca, baby.
You guys want stars, right?
Boca, baby.
We're always talking about star power. Stars.
I want them. I just think it's ridiculous.
Fort Lauderdale, baby.
Okay. It's like, why wouldn't KD come to the Heat?
Right, and that's the Miami Arena or whatever it's called.
Triple A.
It's not Lockhart Stadium. I mean, you remember the what was the thing that they did?
Where the groundbreaking ceremony?
It wasn't a groundbreaking, though. It was a demolition where they knocked down a dugout.
Knocked down a concession
stand.
I mean,
come on. All right, let's quickly go to the calls here and see who's going to win the $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. DJ, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to, DJ?
Good afternoon, guys. With all this cheddar cheese talk and Messi, you guys got me shaking my head.
Well, what are you bringing to the table, DJ?
I want to give a cheers to I'm going to semi-agree with Crowder, Flores. I got to agree with Brian Flores. Yeah, he did the whole fishing thing. He's not really 100% on board, so he says, no, but not really. I'm not done with this program. Because, Gase and these other coaches they had, A lot of talk, and they didn't really get it done at the end of the day.
All right, I kind of know what you're saying, kind of don't know what you're saying. I felt like you were, I thought he was playing the middle there. I had talked about Brian Flores and the fishing. You had talked about the Rashad Jones, and I think DJ thought he went fishing for Rashad Jones. I don't know what happened there. Italian Pete, you're on 560 WQAM.
Your four cheeses are horrible.
Stop it.
Mozzarella, pepperoni. Come on.
Parmigiana.
Oh, the mozzarella got to be on there.
But I'm the Parmigiana.
Mozzarella.
Parmigiana Reggiano.
That was good.
You done?
Yeah.
My cheers goes to Devin Cajuste.
What?
What did Devin?
I'm talking about Crowder.
What did Devin Cajuste do? Anything that's worth mentioning, or just in general?
The guy's a free agent. Dolphins, come and gone.
There you go. Come on, we got Devin Cajuste available as a tight end, breakout star from Hard Knocks.
We have 11 tight ends,
and he's on Cameo. He's on that Cameo app. You can buy a birthday greeting from him for like $10, and that's what I want, by the way, for my 50th birthday. Henry, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to?
I want to give cheers to Eric Fileri.
Yes, Eric Fileri.
for being the brunt of the joke and still holding it down.
I tell you what Eric Folero did for several years on this show is not an easy thing to do. He got hammered just about every day, and he did it with a smile, and it was all in good fun, and we miss him. So I'll agree with you, Henry, there. Cheers to Eric Folero.
Does Henry know Folero's gone?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
Thanks, Henry.
Colton, you're on 560 WQAM, Colton.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, listen, I give cheers to all the individuals in South Florida who do not suck ketchup out of a ketchup packet. I know Folero is out there somewhere in Wilton Manor sucking up all the ketchup packets.
Oh, what'd you say? So hold on. Can you say that? Did he say the F word?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, you said sucking on all. Yeah. Okay, I got you. I was just double checking. Had your back there, Solana. Just making sure there. Yeah, Folero, a well-known ketchup packet sucker. It's disgusting. And Colton is giving cheers to anyone that does not suck on a ketchup packet. It's a strong take. Rick, you're on 560 WQAM.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Rick?
Sully, how you doing, brother?
Sully.
Hey, Rick, you still got jokes, huh?
All right. But don't worry, Sully, I'm coming back with a strong one. My cheers goes to Shannon Crowder for being the 2008 Pro Football Focus highest rated defensive player for the Miami Dolphins.
That is a good one, man. That is a good one. We had the facts last week. Pro Football Focus, the Miami edition, rated all the defensive players from the 2006 Dolphins on.
Yep.
And Crowder graded out the highest of any defensive player in 2008.
Wasn't that a playoff year?
So cheers to you. Okay, I believe that was.
I forgot.
Cyber, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to?
Got some weird cheers today, guys. You know I like to bust them up. Bust them up.
Bust them up.
That's it.
You got that one?
Yeah, that time he did.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if he said that's it or if he said the S word. Where are we as a society that has to be dumped? I hate this. All right, who are we gonna pick for the $50 Funky Buddha Brewery gift certificate? You've got DJ. He nominates Brian Flores. Italian Pete. Devin Kajust. Henry nominates Eric Folero. Colton, any non-ketchup, non-packet sucker. Rick nominates Crowder. And Cyber, we think he cursed, but I have a feeling he didn't, and I don't know. I'm voting for Italian Pete. Devin Kajust has had my heart since Hard Knocks, and I will go down swinging for that fella. Who are you voting for?
I'm going to go with Henry.
Henry.
Giving love to Folero.
Eric Folero did very good work for
us. Years and years.
Yes.
We might have ran him off
yes.
because of how much hair we gave
yes.
him. But give him some love today. I'm going with Henry.
All right. So, Solana, you are the deciding vote here. You can only vote for the two people that we voted for. In other words, this is a runoff election. So, the only two candidates are Italian Pete with Devin Kajust or Henry with Eric Folero. Who are you voting for, Solana?
So I can't pick Rick and Davey.
Correct.
No. I'm going with Italian.
Italian Pete with Devin Kajust. The Kajust is loose.
Y'all understand he's not going to catch another ball in the NFL.
I disagree with you. That dude's waiting for a breakout season. That is a Kurt Warner story waiting to happen. There you go. Italian Pete, you get $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. We got to take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.